The Holy Word for Morning Revival, Crystallization Study of Exodus, Volume 4, Week 15, Day 4, Morning Nourishment, Ephesians 5, 8, and 9. For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. In Ephesians 5:8, Paul says, "For you were once darkness, but are now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." We were once not only dark, but darkness itself. Now we are not only the children of light, but light itself. Matthew 5:14. As light is God, so darkness is the devil. We were darkness because we were one with the devil. Now we are light because we are one with God in the Lord. In this verse, Paul exhorts us to walk as children of light. As God is light, so we, the children of God, are also the children of light. Because we are now light in the Lord, we should walk as children of light. Life Study of Ephesians, page 425. Today's reading. After commanding us to walk as children of light, Paul inserts in Ephesians 5:9 a parenthetical statement regarding the fruit of the light, saying that the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Goodness is the nature of the fruit of the light. Righteousness is the way or the procedure to produce the fruit of the light. And the truth is the reality, the real expression of the fruit of the light. This expression is God Himself. The fruit of the light must be good in nature, righteous in procedure, and real in expression, so that God may be expressed as the reality of our daily walk. It is significant that in speaking of the fruit of the light, Paul mentions only three things: goodness, righteousness, and truth. He does not speak of holiness, kindness, or humility. The reason he mentions just three things is that the fruit of the light in goodness, righteousness, and truth is related to the triune God. Goodness refers to the nature of the fruit of light. The Lord Jesus once indicated that the only one who is good is God Himself. Matthew 19:17. Hence, goodness here denotes God the Father. God the Father is goodness, is the nature of the fruit of the light. Notice that here Paul speaks not of the work of the light, nor of the conduct of the light, but of the fruit of the light. Fruit is a matter of life with its nature. The nature of the fruit of the light is God the Father. We have pointed out that the righteousness denotes the way or the procedure of the fruit of the light. Righteousness is the procedure by which the fruit of the light is produced. In the Godhead, the Son, Christ, is our righteousness. He came to earth to produce certain things according to God's procedure, which is always righteous. Righteousness is God's way, God's procedure. Christ came to accomplish God's purpose according to His righteous procedure. Therefore, the second aspect of the fruit of the light refers to God the Son. The truth is the expression of the fruit of the light. This fruit must be real. That is, it must be the expression of God, the shining of the hidden light. No doubt, this truth refers to the Spirit of reality, the third of the triune God. Therefore, the Father is the goodness, the Son as the righteousness, and the Spirit as the truth, the reality, are all related to the fruit of the light. Ephesians 5:9 is the definition of walking as children of light. If we walk as the children of light, we shall bear the fruit described in verse 9. Life Study of Ephesians, pages 426 and 427. The shining forth of the Lord Jesus on the mountaintop was the coming of the kingdom. This is not merely a dispensation or a sphere. Our vocabulary is inadequate to describe it. the transfiguration, the shining of the Lord Jesus on the mountain was the coming of the kingdom in power. The kingdom is simply the Lord Jesus shining over you. I hope this sentence will make a deep impression on you. The kingdom is the shining of the Lord Jesus, and the kingdom is the spreading of the Lord Jesus by shining over you. The Kingdom, pages 24 and 25. Further reading, Life Study of Ephesians, message 50, Life Study of 3 John, message 1.